This is Penn Jillette, Las Vegas, Nevada. 866-570-PEN, 7366. I'm sitting here with Michael Goudeau, sitting across from me. Were we still recovering from the Dawkins? People like Dawkins yesterday?
Yeah, both sides.
Both sides?
Yes, both people. Sides of the debate are on...
people that dislike Dawkins. Richard Dawkins was on yesterday, for those of you who don't listen to every show, and why would you? And he's the Darwin Chair at Oxford, and just written a book called The God Delusion, which you should pick up. Sam Harris's book, Letter to a Christian Nation, is number 11.
Number 11.
On the New York Times.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Atheist climbing up the charts. Watch out. Pretty soon we'll have the number one single in the country. Nickelbacks. There is no God. What else, Gouda? What else? Anything going on?
Nope.
Because I've been interested in... Did you see this? This is the front page of the New York Times. It's Tennessee, which is amazing. But I've seen this article everywhere. There's a guy, Ford, who's running his... Harold Ford Jr., the black Democrat from Memphis, Tennessee, is running for Senate. And the Republicans have done this ad about him that I watched the ad. It's not often that you watch a negative ad and don't know it's a negative ad. If you click on this ad, if you find it somewhere on the web, it's not hard. The big deal about this ad is in the middle of it, this white woman who's, I guess she's bare-shouldered. I don't know what that implies. But it says white woman bare-shouldered who says that she met Mr. Ford, I guess she says, at a Playboy party. And then the whole ad ends with 30-second ad ends with Harold, call me, and she does that little gesture of the little finger out in the that looks like hang loose in Hawaii, but really means call me. She does that call me thing because the reason we don't vote for him is because attractive women want him to call them. I don't get that at all. But of course,
exactly. I'm voting for him. If I was in Kentucky. Look at him, man. He's dating that bare-shouldered gal. She wouldn't even give me the time of day.
Also, she's begging him. She's begging him. Yeah. And also the Michael J. Fox, dance stem cell thing where he does, where he's got his Parkinson's and he's doing that thing for stem cells. And then Rush Limbaugh came out and said he was... said he was faking it, which is just the greatest thing in the world. I mean, really, I think that is Rush Limbaugh at his absolute best. And what's interesting about that is, and this is what's always interesting about Rush Limbaugh to me, and I very rarely listen to him, except when he read an entire article I wrote in the LA Times and said that he agreed with me on every single thing except my hair. But Rush Limbaugh says that Michael J. Fox was faking, or he didn't take his meds, right? And what I love about Rush Limbaugh is he can say what is probably the truth and still be as offensive as possible. And that's really something. I mean, if you were trying to get people to go for stem cell research and you had Parkinson's disease and you wanted to be as compelling as possible, I mean, didn't he say that when he went in front of the Senate that he didn't take his meds beforehand? I mean, not taking your meds is really a way to show how bad the disease is, you know?
And how effective science is.
Yeah, exactly. It explains all of that stuff. It's the right thing to do, and yet Rush Limbaugh says it. And when Rush Limbaugh says it, it makes you feel filthy. It makes you feel filthy, dirty, that he's attacking, he's attacking the Back to the Future guy who has, bad transmitters in his brain. I don't even know. You understand what Parkinson's disease is?
No.
What happened?
No.
I thought you were Michael Goudeau, the science show.
No, I am, yes.
But the thing
I studied Parkinson's, I'm sorry. I'm getting on it.
the point that... I make is I love attack ads. I think attack ads are really important to the political system. I also think, and this is all straight, if you read Reason magazine, this is straight out of there. I'm just ripping it off. These are not my ideas. I just think that attack ads are really, really good, and there should be more of them. And I think the political process should be meaner and more down and dirty, as long as you don't hit anybody, and as long as you're telling the truth. however you see it, I don't see any sort of problem with being as funky and down and dirty as possible. I think that Michael J. Fox should be happily allowed to not take his meds and fake it. You know, I think that they should allow an actor who doesn't have Parkinson's to say this is what you look like when you have Parkinson's disease for the stem cell thing. I think you should be able to do anything. And I also don't think, and this is something that I think maybe no one agrees with me on, but I don't think we spend enough money on political ads. I think political ads are really important. Who is running for what, and why they should be in office is a really important thing. And we spend as much on politics in this country as we do frozen yogurt. I believe that was the figure I heard. The amount of money
which is more important. That's your point. You're absolutely right. Which is more important?
Political ads.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh.
I was on the wrong side of that one.
Oh, yeah. You got
frozen yogurt. Wait.
866.
Now I'm paying attention.
866-570-PEN. If you don't have letters on your phone, that's 7366. 866-570-PEN, 7366. PenRadio@gmail.com, PenRadio.com. And if you are in Vegas, a very big deal. Yesterday, the Review Journal endorsed for the 16th District Assemblyman. Assemblyperson, they call that, for the district assembly, for the 16th district. Now, if you're in the 16th district in Vegas, which means right now in this radio show, we go out to New York, D.C., Chicago, Detroit, San Francisco, San Diego. I am now talking to probably 1% of the listeners in Vegas. So if we're lucky... No, I mean, 1%, I would say, are in District 16. I just made that number up. How many districts are there?
17.
At least 16. So we're probably talking right now to 3 people. But if you're in District 16 and you want to vote for assembly, the Review Journal and the Penn Jillette Show agree, which is we very rarely agree. The Penn Jillette Show doesn't agree with the Review Journal, although they are pretty libertarian paper. They have said that Nathan Santucci, the libertarian candidate,
the director
in District 16,
of covert operations,
it said that in the article.
Joe.
It said that in the article. It said the director of covert activities. They used the name that I gave Nate. The director of covert activities would be a good assembly person for District 16. And I would tell you right now
they
that
have
I was,
a lot of prop issues. In District 16, a lot of things need fixing.
There's Prop 2, there's Prop 7, there's Prop 5, and then there's the cups and balls prop that has been working right for the past few nights. And the guy came to the show last night and said that I should do my part to push for the legalization of drugs, which is also on the ballot this time around. And I told him we did a whole bulls hit on that on Showtime. I've come out a zillion times in favor of drug legalization. How many radio shows have we done in favor of drug legalization?
Six.
Six?
I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. And so we've done our part, but we're still. If anybody's wondering, Michael Goodell, what do you think about the legalization of drugs?
I think it's none of our darned business.
Have it legal.
Have it legal.
Sure.
If that's what you want to do and ruin your life, by God, go ahead. That's my stance.
By jingo.
If you're stupid enough to do drugs, go ahead.
I'm coming out in favor of all attack ads. The more brutal, the better. Let's make this tough. Let's make
But you're saying as long
better.
As they're honest. You don't want us to be able to lie in our attack ads?
You know, an actual factual... Boy, I'm all of a sudden going like a Disney film.
Factual.
An actual factual lie I would be against. But the distorting of the truth... The cherry picking of the truth, I'm all for. I'm all for that right across the board. I really am. Let's talk to Catherine. What's up, Catherine?
Not much. What are you doing, Penn?
I'm just sitting here doing a show. What do you have to say?
Well, we live in Missouri. We live in Clinton, Missouri. We're jugglers, by the way. I want to let you know that, man. So
okay.
We're all... We go for everything you guys go for, I think.
When it's jugglers talking, it's good radio.
It is, isn't it?
And so you're in where the Michael J. Fox ad is playing, right?
Yes, it just started, or I just noticed it a couple days ago. It was the first time I'd seen it.
Now, have you seen it as an actual broadcast ad, or
correct,
just in news stories about the ad?
No, it's an actual broadcast ad within the last couple days on the local Kansas City station. This is what we get here.
Yeah, what show is it on? Who are they targeting?
It's been on all the time. In the mornings, I've seen it in the evenings. It's been on quite a bit. The ads here have been getting really bad.
Oh,
I mean,
good. I like that.
I don't know. I don't... You know, honestly, you know when you see an ad and it's about somebody and it's negative, you know it's coming from the other side. So how do you know whether you can believe anything they say or not, you know?
What did you think of the Michael J. Fox ad?
It seemed a little manipulative to me.
Well, yeah. But what, I mean, why is manipulative a negative thing? If you are arguing about the way your country is run, isn't manipulation the most important quality to have?
Yeah. I don't know if I don't know. Something about it strikes me as a little dishonest.
I mean, dishonest. I mean, we know that Michael J. Fox does have Parkinson's disease. We don't have any proof that that stem cell research can help, but you know, it is an avenue of research that some scientists have thought were good, could be fruitful. And why isn't it okay for Michael J. Fox to go on and say, you know, this is what this disease looks like. Please help me. Wouldn't funding for stem cells maybe be able to help me? Please vote this way. What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know, but here's a question for you, Penn. The thing is, he's trying to get you to vote for Claire McCaskill and not Jim Talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought we were getting to vote on the stem cell thing. That's an initiative on the ballot. So what difference does it make whether Talent or Claire McCaskill gets into office if we, the public, are voting on that? That's an initiative on the ballot. It's like ballot measure one, I think.
So you'd feel better if he was just voting, talking about the initiative and
right.
Not representing a candidate.
Right, yeah, not representing a candidate, because, you know, it shouldn't matter what the candidate thinks. You or I are going to get to vote on this, and we should be able to decide, since we're voting on this initiative.
So you just don't want him behind a candidate, but what if he feels very strongly that candidate would also, on top of the initiative, would also push more for stem cell research?
Well, that's fine, but... But if he's for a candidate, he should be for the candidate, not, you know, with this separate initiative, I don't think it's necessarily to push the candidate for this initiative that's already there for the public to vote for.
And even with Parkinson's disease, Michael J. Fox is cute, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
That's the most important thing to say.
He's a cute little guy.
Thanks a lot, Catherine. Keep juggling. Let me just talk to Jim here. What's up, Jim?
Hey. You and tell her how to run for president, vice president.
Oh, thank you. I like that's done with a laugh. Yeah, that's exactly how it would go. I think Doug Stanhope. Stanhope is going to run.
Yeah. Well, I listened to that to Rush Limbaugh yesterday.
Yeah.
And they did not give him any justice on what he actually said. He said he didn't take his medication,
mm-hmm.
or he was acting, not faking. That's number one.
Uh huh.
And come to find out, he had taken too much. So he knew what he. I think he really. It was, the whole thing was manipulated from the get go. The whole thing was no Republican wants any person with Parkinson's to get well, and that was the whole issue with that. And that's not true.
Oh, I see. So are you a big Rush fan?
No, but Rush Limbaugh said. I also want to say he said, and right after he said what he said. He said, I want to apologize to him if he did take his medication and he wasn't acting. And that was never put on out there to the public.
Yeah,
he apologized right after he said it. He said, well, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, he said. But that was none of that was ever put out there.
Well, but the point that's made there is, and you know, I, being libertarian, I'm against federal funding for pretty much anything. So
oh, yeah.
I am very much for stem cell research, but very much think it should be done privately. And there is this sense in politics that if you don't want to accomplish something my way, you're automatically in favor of that. In other words, if you don't want to go with Gore's exact policies for stopping global warming, then your desire is to destroy the Earth. And that's the same kind of thing that's done.
Yeah, but this initiative that they got in this ballot coming up
uh-huh.
has nothing to do with stem cell research. It has to do with cloning. And
yeah.
that's the underlining, apparently I've been listening to the news, the underlining fact to all this is it has to do with cloning, not stem cell research.
Right, but...
And they're trying to get cloning legalized through this.
And is there anything wrong with cloning?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
There's a good answer. That's a perfect answer, Jim. Thanks so much, yeah. man. Thank you so
all
much.
Right.
I thought we were going to have some sort of argument there. And then, you know, that's a real technique in argument. When someone says they don't know, all of a sudden it feels like you don't know either. You have that happen?
How sensible can he be?
Exactly. Uh-oh. Now I'm in trouble because now if I say something, it means that I know. So you ought to be very, very careful when someone says that.
I don't
that.
Know. Always wins.
Let's talk to Bill. Bill, what don't you know?
Oh, hey, how you doing, Penn?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Just for the listeners that haven't watched your Showtime show, that's some of the most intelligent TV I've ever seen.
Thanks so much, man. Thank you.
Sure thing. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that shaking that Michael J. Fox has, that's actually a side effect of the drugs. It's not that the drugs actually stop that.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard, too. Do you know a lot about this?
No, I don't. I just heard this yesterday.
Okay, I was hoping that you maybe knew a lot, because I read, like, one little paragraph on this, and I think we've already established that I know next to nothing about this. You know, did you do any research on this?
You know what? The shaking is a symptom of Parkinson's, so I'm not sure whether his medicine's doing that or not.
But have you seen that he's not really shaking? He's more swaying, kind of.
Well, the symptoms are tremors, slowness of movement, rigidity, and difficulty with balance. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
All of those can be tied in. Well, okay. Well, thanks a lot, Bill, for giving us a little bit. I don't know that. I don't know. I don't know if that whole thing. But my point was to start with that if, let's say, it's the worst-case scenario, that he's not taking his meds and he's moving like that in terms of acting, what's wrong with that for an ad where you want to make a point? Even if he's not necessarily saying, this is documenting a moment of me at my absolute best. He's saying, I have Parkinson's, and I think that this guy would help stem cell research, which might help Parkinson's. And when you're doing that, you can do anything you want. I mean, if I had chronic back pain, and I go in to do an attack ad, and for that second my back isn't hurting, and I go, oh, my back hurts sometimes, bad. You know, you could do that, couldn't you?
Yeah, sure.
Was that a bad analogy? It was pretty sucky.
It was
terrible.
Sort of Yosemite Sam with a backache, which was always throws me for a loop.
That's the only other voice I have. You know that. 866-570-PEN 7366. I was just going to recap the subject, and I'm not sure what the subject is. I think the subject is attack ads, and no one's talked about the Tennessee thing. I guess the Michael J. Fox is more interesting to people. But we'll talk about pretty much anything you want. 866-570-PEN 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com is my email address. If you want to write to us, and PennRadio.com is going to check. We're going to be back right after this. If you got something to say, give us a call. Bye-bye. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the big free FM CBS radio. 866-570-PENN. P-E-N-N is the phone number, 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. We're talking about attack ads. I guess it turned a lot into the talking about the Michael J. Fox Rush Limbaugh battle.
They're doing attack ads against each other.
When Rush did that, was he off his meds or was he on his meds? Did he specifically stay off? He's on hillbilly heroin, right?
Yeah.
Was he on? He was on hillbilly heroin? What's that?
Percocet?
I thought it was Oxycontin.
Oh, it could be Oxycontin, yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah. Hillbilly heroin. That's what we call it, hillbilly heroin. And he was on that. And so maybe he was off his meds when he did the radio show, too. I don't know. You got a show Friday night? Of course you do, right?
Yeah.
With Lance Burton?
I do.
Because, you know, it's going to be a big deal over at the Penn & Teller Theater. Because
oh, right, your kids are working.
Yeah, Friday night, the kids are working.
Do you not have enough money? What's the problem?
Putting the kids in the show on Friday. Friday night, my daughter, Moxie, at 17 months. She's 17 months, is that right?
Yeah.
There is, yes, something like that. And Z, Zoltan, who's 5 months, they're going to be on stage Friday night at the show. You know, we do this thing in our show called TV Live where we'll bring out a video camera and we'll rehearse for the audience stuff we're going to be doing on TV. So on The View next Tuesday, which is Halloween, which is also a Monkey Tuesday. which our guest will be Gilbert Gottfried. And if you listen, if you're in New York City and you listen to, if you listen to the radio station there, in New York, they'll be starting to tell you how you can be a guest in the studio when, Gilbert Gottfried and I, do Monkey Tuesday on Halloween. And we're gonna get like five, ten people in there.
Not a lot.
Probably people in monkey suits. And, you can come in and be part of the show. I'd like the people, I don't know, I probably won't be screening this, so this is all on good behavior here. Don't call up to win tickets to see the show live unless you're willing to dress in a monkey suit and you have a great monkey story. I would like, we're only talking about, you know, 10 people in all of New York City. So really, if you don't fit the proper criteria, then just don't bother calling, because I want you in a monkey suit with a monkey story, and then you can talk to Gilbert Gottfried and me. We'll probably, this is top secret, but we'll probably do another show that same day. We'll probably tape one that later we'll try to pass off as live to you, which we've done a few times. We'll probably put one in the can. And I say tape because I'm 51 years old. If I were a youngster, I would say record, I suppose. But I still think of recording as little tape moving across the heads, although that hasn't been true since the 40s. But that same day, we're going to do The View. And when I do The View, because the women on that show hate me, and there's Kathy Lee Gifford, too, who specifically hates me, we try to suck our way up to them by doing tricks with the kids. Tricks are for kids. So we're going to be doing a trick with Moxie and Zoltan on The View and rehearsing it Friday night. And it's got so much chaos in the system. If you watch The View on Halloween, you'll see my daughter take over daytime network television and do whatever the hell she wants. And I don't care at all. But we're talking about attack ads. And this person writes in, named Yuri, writes in, Penn, the big thing in the bimbo ad is that she is a white woman implying she had sex with a black man. It's pure racism. Now, I don't get this. I don't get this at all. I don't get how the side that's supposed to be on the side of good can say the ad is racist without saying that there's something wrong with a white woman dating a black man. And also, it doesn't say that a black man's dating a white woman. It just says that a white woman wants to date a black man. So the only thing that's showing in this ad is that she met him at a Playboy party and she thinks he's hot. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. So I don't think how it can be called racist.
Maybe it's the truth in advertising thing. Maybe he should call her. You know, if he calls her and she won't go out with him, I think we have a case.
It's a really great idea. If he has, does he, I mean.
Call or bluff, man.
I wonder if she's.
Get on the phone.
See, I don't even know this. I don't even know if she's supposed to be a real person or if she's supposed to be an actress.
Right.
If she's supposed to be a real person that really met him at a Playboy party, how cool is that? What a cool way to do dating. A person writes in, Nick writes in, I'm reading this cold. You better have sent me a good letter because I didn't even look at it. Every election cycle in Arizona, it's the same thing. The Democrats always attack the Republicans on the abortion issue. The Republicans always attack the Democrats on the tax issue. They both accuse each other of corruption. They could probably just run the same ads they used in 1976, but dub over the names and faces. The border issue's kind of new, but both candidates for our Senate seat are accusing each other of being in favor of amnesty, which they probably both are. Defining amnesty as keeping things exactly the way they were. He just says that the attack ads are boring. I'm against the Democrats and the Republicans. So the attack ads, I think the whole thing is that that I agree with it. Let's talk to Gary. What's up, Gary?
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment.
Sure.
The ads for Michael J. Fox, I don't think it's a bad thing that he's coming out. You know, he speaks about it almost in the possible cures for it or research.
Uh-huh.
I think the timing is questionable. I mean, Michael J. Fox has had Parkinson's for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden, out come the ads backing the Democrats. I think it shows a sign of desperation of Democrats that they're going to exploit somebody's illness to win an election.
Well, is it them exploiting his illness, or is it Michael J. Fox letting people know that he thinks there's a way that his illness can be helped, and that way is through this candidate? I'm not saying I agree with that, but I'm just saying why is that exploitive in a bad way?
The point is Michael J. Fox could come out and make a public service announcement about Parkinson's and stem cell research. But instead, they chose to create this ad and focus it in markets where there's hotly contested Senate races. We have it here in Maryland.
Uh-huh.
And got to wonder, where did they film that at? Were they on a cruise ship or were they having an earthquake?
Well, yeah. He's got Parkinson, for Christ's sake. He moves like that sometimes. I mean,
I think the Democrats are on shaky ground with that ad.
No, I'm not sure Michael J. Fox isn't using them on this because
they're using him.
Well, you know, he's the one going to die of the disease.
I guarantee you, Michael Fox did not approach the Democrats. They approached him.
I don't know. We'd have to test it. That's a pretty strong guarantee. Because I think that if I had a sense, I mean, you're kind of taking away Michael J. Fox's, you know, real beliefs. If he believes, even if he's wrong, and I'm certainly leaving open the possibility that he's wrong, that Democrats will be more helpful to his disease than Republicans, and it seems like that's part of his arsenal of things to talk about. It seems okay.
Well, then why didn't he come out 2 years ago?
I mean, he did. He spoke in front of the Senate 2 years ago, didn't he?
He's also done public service announcements, I believe. I've seen ads.
So I think he's done a lot of stuff for it, and this is just another one of those things. I mean, I can your point that, you know, you don't necessarily think that Democrats will help. I mean, if your point is you don't think Democrats would help stem cell research any more than Republicans, I'm very inclined to agree with you. But I don't think I agree with you exactly on them exploiting him. I think he has free will.
I mean, it's like they gave him a list of candidates' names, and they made the same commercial. They said, insert name here, Ben Cardin for Maryland.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt that they banged these out. I mean, I think it's pretty clearly, one afternoon on the set and doing them over and over again. But I don't see that in itself is wrong at all. The information might be wrong, but I don't think that the ethics or the morality of it is wrong at all. But
thanks. I don't know.
Okay, thanks a lot, Gary. He said the magic words are right at the end. You hear him? Did that I don't know thing. Because that's the way people have learned from listening to this show that all you have to do is say to Penn, I don't know. And he just backs down. He instantly goes belly up. Let's talk to Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's on? Love the show. Love you guys.
Thanks, man. What's up?
You know, why would you vote for someone who's a nice guy? The positive ads? Screw him.
Pick
a nice guy. No, I want to vote for the person because the other guy says he's a jerk.
Exactly. I'm all for it. I don't think that it's necessarily a job for somebody. First of all, anybody that's been a successful politician is a human being that I myself would dislike.
Yes.
I would dislike anybody that was good at that job. As a matter of fact, being good at the job of politician means that I don't like you. So I'm all for these attack ads. I'm with you 100%, Brian.
Vote for him. He's for our children's future. Who cares? I want to know if he wears women's clothes and drinks in the closet.
I'm all for it.
That's all I got.
I'm with you, Brian.
He's calling in to do stand-up.
Yes.
Good night. Okay. Thanks for calling.
That's fine with me. Let's talk to is it Judd?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, man?
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
I
just was in the car, heard what you were talking about, and my grandmother had Parkinson's, and I saw her at her worst, and even if he was off his meds, that's just the way it looks. And if it scares people, it should scare people, because this is a horrible, horrible disease, and if there's even a chance that something like this is going to, you know, solve this problem, then they should do it. And it scares the hell out of me, because it could be hereditary. I could get this one point, and it's going to sway my vote.
Yeah, well, you didn't use the word sway as a joke, did you?
No.
I just want to make sure, because if you had used it as a joke, I would consider that to be in very bad taste, and I would be against it, Chuck.
No. Trust me, I donate a lot of money to his foundation, and I thought that the ad was actually excellent. And I appreciate other people's views and thoughts as far as stem cell research is concerned. But as far as I'm concerned, something like this would wake up a lot of people to the fact that there might be alternative medicines and ways to solve problems like this.
And you believe that the Democrats are definitely going to do more funding than the Republicans for stem cell research?
I do. Based on the people that I've spoken to, I'm not a big fan of partisan politics, and I think that people should look at individual issues such as this and say that either this is right or this is wrong. I mean, I'm an independent, but I'd probably say I'm more aligned with the Republicans than the Democrats. But on this issue, I'm certainly not. So I'm going to vote for whoever I think is right.
Yeah, well, that's what you should do. And is your grandmother still around?
No, she passed away about 10 years ago.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Joe, but thanks so much for calling.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, man, when you have that kind of disease in your family, you know, my mom, I never knew what was wrong with my mom. She had, she was paralyzed at the end of her life. And it was just a horrible, horrible thing to watch people go through those things. And boy, medicine's the only answer. We're going to take a break. 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. We'll be back. Are we back? Is this happening? We're arguing about this? Hi, this is Ben Gillette, who didn't know we were back at all. I didn't know we were back. I was arguing with Jack about the idea of lying. We have lost one of the shows that we did a pre-record on. We pre-recorded a show, and it's been lost. I'm going to use all the I'll use all passive voice. It has been lost. It has been lost. And we were talking about the embarrassment of telling the guest we had. It was fabulous. It was a fabulous guest. We couldn't wait to play it for you. And now I have to tell the guest that we lost the tape without ever putting it on the air.
Why do we have to tell him?
Well, you say don't tell him at all. And Jack's position was we should say that we played it, just not over the air. And Patrick was jumping on board that. And I was talking about my definition of telling the truth, which is the truth implies saying it in a way that is understood by the person. So when you say, it's grade school lying. Like when you say, did you hit your sister with that toy truck? And you say, no, I didn't hit my sister with a toy truck. I swear to you, it was a toy car I hit her with. But the example that I asked the original Bush, George W.'s father, his press agent was on a show with me, and I said to her, are you in a relationship? She said, yes. I said, is it a monogamous relationship with your husband? And she said, yes. And I said, if you were having a lesbian affair on the side and your husband came to you and said, are you sleeping with another man, would you answer no and believe you were telling the truth? And I believe that that's a lie. I believe that's deeply a lie, because the question that's being asked is not what is the sex of the other person you're sleeping with. The question being asked is, our relationship is monogamous. Have you violated that? I believe there's a lack of intimacy. And those kind of lies make me crazy. I much more respect someone who will just lie outright than someone who says, well, I told my husband I went to the movies. I did go to the movies, and I met you there in the first 5 minutes and then went to a hotel. But I'm not lying when I say I went to the movies. But anyway, speaking of lying,
we lost the tape.
Okay, good. Okay. We lost the tape. I feel better then.
Jack has confessed.
We got a nice little email on this from Jason, who says, Penn, just letting you know that Michael J. Fox supported Arlen Nestor, Republican, in 2004, so it's not about the party lines. At least Michael J. Fox isn't. So there you go there.
We also someone sent us a clip from WebMD, and the WebMD front page Michael J. Fox article says Fox has a very severe form of Parkinson's that affects him at a young age. He's been through many aggressive treatments, including brain surgery. The symptoms he displayed on the commercial are common Parkinson's disease symptoms.
Mm-hmm. So whether he's... it's not like
he's not cheating,
but it wouldn't be cheating at all. He has the goddamned disease. Let's talk to. I'm just going to talk to. Is this PJ?
Yes,
that's my initials too. You know.
Hey,
how you doing, PJ?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about this Michael J. Fox.
Sure.
Because he was in Chicago the other day, and I saw him briefly at a campaign appearance. And I think he's being pretty intellectually honest about this, because there's three tight races here, congressional races, and he campaigned for two Democrats who are running against Republicans who oppose stem cell research, but he didn't campaign for the other Democrat in a tight race because his Republican opponent supported stem cell research.
Well, there you go. It seems like it's hard to find something bad about Michael J. Fox. He's Canadian. That's bad about Michael J. Fox.
But his other dual than citizenship.
That, his dual citizenship. He's bi.
Yeah.
But he's also an American. But you know, Michael J. Fox, when you're in show business and you sit around talking to other people in show business, mm-hmm. they trash almost everybody. And Michael J. Fox is one of the people on the list that I've never heard anyone say anything bad about. And I'm talking about before the Parkinson's, because, you know, afterwards you could say, well, they're just being nice because he has this disease. You ever heard anything bad about Michael J. Fox? You know?
No, and I thought, like, when, you know, I mean, he kind of became a big success real young, and he didn't act like an idiot. I mean, he never punched a photographer or didn't, you know what I mean?
Well, he's also very, very small.
Yeah.
It'd be a very stupid idea for him to punch anyone.
Yeah. Some juggler friends of mine were working at a football game, and Michael J. Fox was there, and apparently he wouldn't say hi to them.
Well, they're jugglers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're jugglers. So we've heard one thing bad about Michael J. Fox.
Well, it's pretty minor.
But once you have Parkinson's disease, you automatically hate jugglers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just you know, one of my really close friends when I was in high school had both his hands paralyzed, you know, and I would show him juggling tricks and card tricks. He would say to me, well, that's amazing. How do you get your fingers to move? So, you know, I think that anybody that has that problem is going to automatically hate jugglers. Let's talk to James. What's up, James? You there, James?
Oh, hey, Pat, how's it going?
I think you may have to turn your radio down. I hear a little bit of an echo.
All right, I think it might be my phone.
Okay, it's your phone.
Is that better?
Yeah, perfect.
All right. I was wondering if you saw the ad about the governor who called a sex line.
The governor? What state?
I don't remember. I'm horrible. really, if anybody has any business calling a radio show, it's not me.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's why you're calling this radio show. You're doing a fine job.
Just say, I don't know.
So far, James, you're my favorite caller. I don't know is always an acceptable answer. But, James, what's the story? Maybe we can find it for you.
There was an ad that was run. It ended up being pulled. They said that this guy called he called a sex line from his office. So don't vote for him because of that. Now, personally, I'm voting for him because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Do you remember, I mean, that's the thing that always bothers me about these things, is they never tell you exactly what sex line they did call. And that's what I want to know, because it might be a good one I haven't heard about.
Yeah.
You remember what sex line it was?
No, I don't, but it turned out...
You don't remember the governor.
Yeah.
You remember state he's from.
But that's, a guy like me, which I think James is, a guy like me would remember the sex line before they remember the state. Isn't that right, James?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tim.
Absolutely. I know James. James and I have a lot in common.
He's the date.
What did they say?
They didn't say which sex line it was, but it turned out it was two digits. Like, the last two numbers were switched, and it was, like, some congressional office. It was like, you know, some dyslexic phone call operator dialed the wrong number and really was wrong. But they were only on the phone for, like, 20 seconds.
Uh-huh. That's what it takes some of us.
Yeah, well... It was like they realized right away, but there was a whole ad on it, and, you know, they made a big deal out of this thing.
Still costing $8.99 for that first 2 minutes.
The greatest thing about this story is I'm keeping you on the air. You don't know what state, you don't know what happened, what governor, anything. And I'm fascinated. I'm absolutely fascinated. Thank you so much, James. Thank you. You know, humility means a lot to me. You know, the guy called me and goes, I shouldn't be calling. I don't know what I'm doing. I just love that.
He was trying to call a sex line, and the last two numbers were reversed from your phone here.
Yeah, exactly. He was trying to call the sex line. His first one, what are you wearing, Penn? Let's talk to Scott. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Penn, how you doing?
Doing very well, thanks.
Yeah, I totally disagree with that one caller that said that they're using Michael J. Fox. And, I mean, all the argument that Michael J. Fox is using them, they're using Michael J. Fox. Listen, Arnold Schwarzenegger is the governor of California.
Absolutely.
I mean, Gopher from The Love Boat was a senator or a congressman.
Sonny of Sonny and Cher.
Sonny Bono, yeah, exactly. But the idea is that it's a very, very handshaking situation. They're holding hands and they're all, it's completely ridiculous to think that for some reason Michael J. Fox has been around for a long time. And if Christopher Reeve is still alive, I guarantee he'd be out there and they'd be utilizing him as well, because that's what it's all about.
Of course.
And they're using it for their purposes. And the Hollywood, I'm saying Michael J. Fox is using it for his purposes.
Sure.
And, of course, the politicians are using it for theirs. And it's important that they do that.
Absolutely.
How do you get the message out? You've got somebody who's got an ailment that this could work for them,
uh-huh.
and they've got a forum that they could throw it out to the, you know, to the entire country. And that's what you do. You know,
I couldn't agree more, man. I think they should get meaner in the ads.
Yeah, my question is,
shoot.
Why is Rush Limbaugh still on the radio?
I don't know. You know, the thing is that Rush Limbaugh, my friend Lawrence O'Donnell Jr., who's been on the show, wrote The West Wing and stuff, always fond of saying that no matter how much you hate Rush, he's right a lot of the time. You know, he really is. And I especially like the stuff he was saying because I was such a Clinton disliker that I like some of the stuff he said at that time. But I like, you know, I have always disliked Democrats and Republicans. So anybody that trashes either side, I'm at least with them for that. If Rush would just start trashing the Republicans more, I'd be thrilled.
Yeah, but to me, Rush Limbaugh may be good for you, but it's like castor oil.
Yeah, well, there's that.
It doesn't taste good.
Well, I'm also going to tell you that I believe I have never listened to Rush Limbaugh.
I just
read clips of what he has said, so
right.
I guess I shouldn't be defending him too much. I don't listen to him at all. But thanks a lot, Scott.
Hey, no problem, Ben.
I like Scott. He didn't say I don't know. Didn't say I don't know once, did he? Let's talk to Bill. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Ben. My wife was checking the news last night online. I can't remember which site. And apparently the ad in Tennessee was not actually bought by the Republican Party because the Democratic candidate said, pull the ad. And they said, we didn't buy it. And they did some checking, and it was actually sponsored by some independent group aligned with the Republican Party with their own money. So it's completely outside of all of the campaign rules as far as campaign ads. So I guess they can basically say whatever the hell they want to and get away with it because it's not actually a Republican-financed ad, which goes along with what you were saying earlier. If we just let everybody make any kind of ad they want, politics would get a lot more interesting, get a lot more people involved.
But the front page of the New York Times today, written by Robin Toner, says the commercial financed by the Republican National Committee was aimed at Representative Harold E. Ford Jr. It says it right. I mean, that's the paper of record. But I will always trust something your wife heard and a source you don't know about over the New York Times. Please do not think, Bill, that I was saying for a second that the New York Times saying that makes it correct. What I was saying is, isn't this disgusting that the New York Times would print something on the front page that contradicts something that your wife might have heard on a source she doesn't remember, maybe last night? Well, she was drinking heavily. So, please.
But see, I'm just going along with the theme of why should I be calling your radio show? Because I have no facts either. So.
It's a very good theme. And the nice thing is, Bill, you can call any day with that because that's the theme always of our show.
Fun,
thank you so much, Bill. And listen, if I'll tell your wife that you stuck up for her. I will do that anytime.
Nice cover.
It says it was paid for. You know, maybe they found out new things last night before the paper came out that contradicts that. But there you go. Next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and maybe Friday, I'm going to be in New York City without Michael Goudeau.
Yeah.
So if you come into the studio, maybe you can co-host that day. Who knows if he's in that seat. Next week, we'll have Gilbert and Lisa Lampanelli. It's going to be a groovy show from New York City. This is Ben Jillette. It frightens me, the awful truth of how sweet life can be. Here with Mike Goudeau.